last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, welcome back. We've been discussing many different topics related to the 12th Imam, his occultation, what society will look like, what the companions will look like. One of the topics that I think that I'm really interested in talking to you about today is what are some of the factors that are going to help the reappearance of the Imam? What can we do to hasten that reappearance? We're excited now. We know how amazing the society will be. Is there anything we can do? Is it fixed in time? Is there nothing we can do? What are the conditions can tell us? What are the factors?
In the course of history, we have seen that always the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was available, did exist among the people. It depended on the people themselves to benefit from this proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not.
Okay.
We have seen that, for example, at the time of Noah, the prophet, within, let's say, 1,000 years of preaching, he almost collected or tried to persuade 20 or 21 or 25, based on some narrations, people to join him and accept his mission and accept his invitation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Let's come to the Islam world. At the dawn of Islam, we have seen that even the proof was already there, was introduced by another proof. I mean, the Holy Prophet introduced his successor in different occasions, in different places, in different events. He introduced his successor. So the proof of God was available there.
Right.
So it depended on the people to be benefited from the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among them, or no, to put him aside, to make him sit in house.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, bring him to the top in the government to obey him and say, okay, now it's your right to be the leader of the Islamic Ummah.
Okay.
Right? So it depends on the people. And if the people find this thirst of this justice, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the whole history, we were not following whatever you ordered, let's say. You brought us the proofs, but we didn't value them. We didn't actually respect them. I don't know, in any language that it can be said and interpreted. We can say that, Allah, it's our time to show our thirst and readiness to tell you that we are ready for this arrival.
So
even Imam al-Islam is waiting for our readiness.
Mm-hmm.
So he is not actually depriving himself from us. We have deprived ourselves from his presence.
So you're saying one of the factors for the reappearance of the Imam is the readiness of the people to accept him. Is that correct?
Definitely.
And so one thing, I guess, which I can derive from this is that we can do is we need to prepare society and ourselves.
Very true.
For reappearance. How do we, but what do we do? How do we do that? Do I go to university? What do I do here to bring about the reappearance?
I think in early sessions that we have been talking such kinds of discussions, we have said that everyone has his own duty based on the scope of his effectiveness. He can do his action. Mm-hmm. I mean, the action needed. So it's up to you. You have a tribune. You have, even here in the studio. You have a pen. You need to enlighten those who are waiting for it. This final justice to come, this beautiful utopia that humanity was looking for in the course of history. So we can enlighten the people to the level of our effectiveness or the level of our influence. So it depends.
Okay. I'll let you continue right after this very short break.
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتدأ من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Okay, so we're back, and the topic that we're discussing is what are some factors which will help the reappearance of the Imam, and the thing that we've been talking about is the readiness of the people. How ready are people to accept this message of the Imam? How ready are people to accept justice? Because honestly, I see, for example, in different countries, you know, there are different political movements, for example, that go towards justice and then they fail. And usually they fail because people are not ready for that message, right? So I like that point a lot, that we need to be ready. What do you think is missing from that readiness right now? I mean, for example, we see millions of people gather for Arba'een at Karbala, right? All these people are there for the Imam. They're all chanting Labbaik Ya Imam. What's missing from this 20 million or 30 million that the reappearance isn't occurring then?
As we said earlier, we said that this readiness should happen inside the people. As Imam is coming, Imam is not going to come for example, people of Iraq or Iran. He's coming for the whole world. Mm-hmm. So to say that, okay, 20 million people are coming and gathering in Arba'een, so this is a quite big number, a large number. And so we have to be expecting for the Imam to come. But right. Imam is coming for the whole humanity. I mean, the whole world should be in thirst of finding such an entity.
I see.
Not only the, a group of people in this part of the world, though they are highly respected, and this action is, to my own understanding, is a preparatory step in preparing people for his arrival. Mm. That is very important. This is, I think, this is quite a good sign, a cue for the human being that, oh, let them be curious what is happening here, that these people are going and collecting such a walk, you see? Yeah. So this is very important. But Imam is going to come for the whole world.
I see.
And if people are not ready to sacrifice themselves and to say, okay, for this, we need to sacrifice ourselves for you to come, you see? And for the betterment of the life of my children and children of my children and my generation.
And my hereafter.
Yeah. So I'm ready for you to... Look, Imam, when Imam comes, he definitely will show lots of miracles and like any other Imam and the prophets. And at that time, people will accompany him and they will join him because they will see the rightness of his words, the different actions, his miracles. They will see and they'll automatically join. But before that, there are some preparations needed, some enlightenments are needed to be done by different peoples. And media, once I have read a hadith, it was saying that the media should be active enough for the people to tell them, okay, there is a truth like this. He is waiting for me and you to ask him to come.
Well, I would say, you know, one of the very positive things that I feel since I was born up until now is that this thirst that you're talking about, I feel it has increased many folds.
Very true. Right?
I feel we see it in the huge gatherings that are taking place in the world, for example, for the sake of Palestine. This never happened before in such huge numbers, right?
So alhamdulillah, we are seeing different signs that helps us to say that, okay, hopefully yeah. It is very close. But as we have been ordered, we cannot actually clarify any date for that. But look, brother, we have seen this thirst even at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that people were under the thirst of a just Imam. But in the same time that he was at home, and he was not used and benefited by the government. And in some different areas of the Islamic government, they were insulting Imam Ali alayhi salam, right? And they were cursing him.
Right. I mean, I know, I think Imam Ali would go and used to talk to a well. He would talk to a well and he would say, you know, where are these people who can benefit from me, right?
Yeah,
So it's very tragic. And we were saying that God doesn't want that to happen.
Imam Ali alayhi salam actually tolerated it for 25 years, but Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is tolerating it for 14 centuries, right? Let's say 12 centuries something.
Right, and we're saying that the reappearance will happen in the sense that God doesn't want the history repeating itself in the sense of people were not making use of the Imams of their time. And that's one of the factors in the reappearance is people are ready to make use of the Imam of their time, right, and help him. So we'll be right back after this quick break and we'll be continuing with this discussion.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. Shatter this line, not forever.
Okay, so we're back and we are discussing, you know, what are some of the factors that are going to help the reappearance of the imam? And we've talked about the readiness of the people. Are there other things that will have an impact on the reappearance of the imam?
Look, when we talk about the readiness of the people, we might be asked, or the people might say that, okay, what will he do if he comes, for example, with different technologies that are available in the world? How can he cope with them? And how is he ready to do so? I mean, because they don't have this knowledge of imam that to know, for example, if even they are not Muslim, they might not have this notion about the imam himself. So they might have such questions in their minds. Well, we can tell them very easily, look, we had seen already such revolutions in the world, not led by, for example, infallible imams, but at least by some pious people like Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. We have seen that while the Pahlavi regime was fully equipped and armed and stood in front of people, but people actually collapsed the government and they took it from that dynasty, and they made a revolution, overthrew the government, and they actually made a new government. So it happens. I mean, when people see the beauty of the word of a leader, they will join them automatically. I mean, at his arrival, definitely those, even we had the same case, even the army of Pahlavi regime, Shah regime. You see, I don't know if you have been here or not, at least you have read the history. The army joined the revolutionary guys, I mean, very soon. And they brought all their power, all their equipments at the service of the people and this at the service of revolutionaries. When the same thing definitely will happen when people see that this person has come to give them freedom, to give them justice, to give them fairness.
Harmony, peace.
They will try to join this government. They will try. They are ready to join. So there is no way for us to be worried about what is going to happen.
I mean, I can tell you right now, people in the world right now, regardless of where they're from, they are tired and sick of the way the world is. You know, you can go anywhere in the world right now. You can go to America, for example. They do not like the government, right? So people, are definitely ready for some kind of change. And I don't think you have to be a Muslim to see that.
Definitely.
Right?
I want to assure them when it happens and when he comes, automatically all the other people will join and help him. As our Quran says, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبِ. We shall increase our fear and panic into the hearts of the infidels. When there is a just leader, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the power of this leader, increases the fear in the hearts of the infidels who are going to stay in front of him. Look, the same way what happened with Iran at the beginning of this revolution. How weak Iran was at the beginning of this revolution. What did we have? But one year after the revolution, we had this imposed war from Iraq while we had nothing. So who could even imagine that someday Americans are that bad afraid of Iranians?
I don't think anyone could have imagined.
I don't know if you have noticed in the last 2 weeks, more than 100 times different statements of United States have announced publicly and officially that we don't want to involve in this, I don't know, Palestine wire, and we don't want Iran also, we don't want to damage Iran. Who talked to you to say such a thing?
This was the same country that would threaten all the time that we're going to attack you.
No, I mean, what is the reason that you fear this country too much that you are repeating this automatically? So does it mean there? It means that there is something here that they are afraid of the power of iman of these people who stood in front of them, right?
Right. So thank you so much for explaining that to us, and we really do hope that the imam reappears as soon as possible. May we be one of his companions, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. Please join us again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.